Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline, straight from deep in the belly of hell, is none other than the recently found and killed public enemy number one of the United States, Osama bin Laden. We were very hesitant to give to give you a forum this morning, but we understand that, you wanted to talk to us, so what can we help you with?
Hey, listen to all this booing. What goes on there, huh?
Well, you're not a very popular figure, as you can understand.
Hey, listen, I listen to you guys all the time.
You do?
Well, at least I used to. I used to stream you guys. I would catch a bit of the hardline, too, but it was hard because of the time change, you know?
Well, yeah, we found out that you were very much a computer junkie.
Oh, yes, it's all I could do. I'm sitting there locked inside. It's all I could do is listen to you guys on the internet. But the internet in Butterbud was very spotty.
Where did you live?
In the Butterbud. It was very spotty. It was always being interrupted due to a power outage or an insurrection or something, you know. But I love you guys. One of the first things I did when I got the computer in the Butterbud was to register for your stream, you know.
Well, we don't really like hearing that.
Yeah, we don't want to be endorsed by you.
This doesn't make us feel good.
Well, I filled out that form you guys make your P1s do, you know, but I put my neighbor's address on there to throw off the ticket and the CIA assassins. It didn't work, but... But you guys are great, man. I follow you. You're everywhere. What, I saw you in the Barry Horn wrote something over the weekend, I think.
Yeah.
What's up? What's the matter, George? You're not talking?
No, I'm talking. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. It's George, you know, Craig. I mean, this guy's crazy, you know?
He is crazy.
I know him, yes.
You know, I think you're trying to throw everybody off of the real subject matter, and that's what was found on your computer, a lot of pornography.
Yeah, I know. That is very unfortunate that people know that people are making fun of me because I had so much porn there. But I mean, come on. You got to give me some break, you know?
What do you mean?
Have you seen my wives? I mean, come on, I needed that stuff, right?
Okay.
Half my wives had more facial hair than I did.
Jeez.
Come on, Jeremy, what are you doing? Give me a rib shot.
You know Jer?
Yeah, we don't get them, so why should you get
one? Of course I know Jer. Big, strong Jer. I love him, too.
I know his boss.
That Navy SEAL that broke in and went commando on my ass?
Yeah.
He was a badass capitalist MF-er, I tell you.
You bet.
That guy, he broke in here and shot me faster than you can say, screw a goat.
What?
I didn't even know what was happening. I was just sitting on the crapper, dropping a few horse apples and reading me a Butterbud Times Herald. And next thing I know, I'm taking one in the iris from a 30 caliber. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, you finally met your match.
That's right. Hey, remember how I thought that you would get 72 virgins when you died for killing people in the name of God?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Not so much.
Really?
That did not happen for me.
Well, we could have told you that.
Yeah, hell is a very rough place. I do not recommend this place. I thought living in that band house in Abbottabad was Abbottabad, but this hell is rough. I have to service 30 guys a day.
You do?
Yes, and they make me watch Shark Tank marathons. One can only take so much Mark Cuban, you know?
That's what they watch in hell?
That's right, that's what we watch in hell. And I spend most of my days just hanging out with Stalin and Elizabeth Taylor and, you know, some of the...
All right. Come on. Don't indict other people.
Yes, no, I think we've given you too much time.
You think so? Yeah. Hey, you didn't even let me reissue my jokes about which websites I watched and looked at.
Oh, well.
You know, I look at standard ones, CNN, GordonKeith.com, but then there were other, you know, the female-oriented ones, the... there was SodomyArabia.com, that was one, the porn site. CamelToe.com.
Yeah.
That's another one.
So you're admitting that you did.
Yes, of course. I'm admitting. I'm admitting to you right now, to your face.
Yep.
Kind of, over the phone.
What's the matter, George?
Nothing.
Are you protecting your pile? Afraid you're going to get in trouble?
No, not at all. It's just weird.
Hey, my one phone call a day is almost up here in hell, but let me say this before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
When are you guys going to unleash 20th Report the guy on Kevin Durant? I'm waiting for this.
It may happen this week.
All right, so long. Thank you for talking to the overly casual or some of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a good time in hell.
I am the god of hellfire.
Well, at least he ended up in the right place.
Yeah. That's good to know, I guess.